Promoting the laws of Shabbos, we are in Siman Reish Sadi Tes, Sif Aleph, the beginning of this Siman, which is entitled Shul Echel, the one should not eat, v'lo laso shum malacha koidim shiabdil, or to do any work until Havdalah takes place. So it's brought down in the Machaber, Aso Echel shum davar, one is not allowed to eat anything, o afilu lishtos yayin, one is not allowed to drink wine, o shor mashkin, any other beverage, chutz b'mayim. Shulchan Aruch says, with the exception of water, that one is allowed to drink water, mishetechshach ad shiavdil, from the time of once it's dark, which is defined as shkias achama by sunset, until one makes havdalah. Once it's Saturday night and the sun is set, one is not allowed to eat anything, with the exception of water. It's brought down the radiance of Shabbos on the bottom that Vieshin is hard shol lishtos afilu mayim, quoting the words of the Arizal, that some people don't even drink water after that time. However, the Shulchan Aruch points out that which we do every Shabbos. Every Shabbos, those who have shal shudas, we do eat after the sun has set. He says it's not an issue in that case because we already began eating before sunset. If you begin the meal, shal shudas, for example, is what we're talking about, while it is still light outside, before sunset, v'chosh chalo, and then it became dark, eino sarach lahafsik. In that situation, you do not have to stop your meal. The Mishnah Berurah says, on this topic, yoshev b'yoichel, efilu rak haschol b'alma, if all you did was begin your meal, even if you didn't really have a significant amount of food yet, sheberach birchas hamotzi mibod yom, you washed, you made hamotzi during the day before shkia, v'nishtahel echel, and you didn't really eat much, you just had a bite to eat, and then you began conversation or whatnot, divrei Torah, so it's not an issue. Ad shechoshcha, now it became dark, the fact that you began your meal by washing and having bread, already you no longer have to worry, you can continue eating even though it's already dark. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah discusses further, what exactly does this mean? How strict exactly are we? Especially in a situation where it's Shkia, and sometimes in some communities, we're very cautious here that when we daven Mincha on Shabbos, we try to have enough time to allow people to wash for Shal Shudas so that they'll be able to begin their meal, as the Shulchan Aruch says we should, before Shkia, before sunset. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah further discusses this and says the following: the natinim l'safi chashecha takef mishaka chama. According to the strict opinion, once it's shkias achama, once the sun has set, at that point we say that there are certain restrictions, and that's only l'inyan hadlakas haneros b'chol malacha. Going 24 hours back on Friday, once it's shkia, we don't have the women, or in the event that you'll be lighting the Shabbos candles, we do not do it once it's sunset. We do not light candles. B'chol malacha, no work takes place. B'chol malacha nearly appears to me, as the Mishnah Berurah says, though inyan achilas sudah shlishis. When it comes to this third meal, im lo achol mikoydem, let's say it's now sunset and you haven't eaten yet, b'vadei sarach echol afil achar shkia. You should still eat even after shkia. And then he says, well, how long? Does that mean you can wait 5 hours after Shkia? What does that mean? Well, there's, this old, of course, a certain amount of time. He says that within 30 minutes of Seitz HaKochavim, once the stars come out, 30 minutes before that, anytime within those 30 minutes, then you have to, you've lost your opportunity to wash, to eat Shal Shudas. But as long as it's more than 30 minutes before Seitz HaKochavim, at that point you can still wash even though it's already past Shkia. So the Pisgah Tshuvos discusses this halacha at greater length, and he says as follows. He says, Kavanaso l'Seitz HaKochavim l'fi shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that this leniency of allowing a person to wash and to eat Shal Shudas even after Shkia is, for example, for us, that we could possibly hold on the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, the Yesh Ben Shkias Achama L'Seitz HaKochavim Shivim V'Shniim Dakot. Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that between sunset and when the stars come out, it's 72 minutes. And for a visual aid, you can see on our new clock, our fixed clock, Shkita 6:20, Rabbeinu Tam 7:32, which is exactly 72 minutes later, which is the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. O Shekvonosul Medinos Hasafonius, those who are in northern or other locations, Shesh Tekufos Seitzuchachavim, who harbi Yosim Mechatzi Shah. He says that this leniency cited by the Mishnah Berurah are only in those locations in the diaspora. However, he says, in Eretz Yisrael, lafi shitas ha-ge'onim, based on the Geonic period, which they stated that the laws of the time between Shkia and Seitzah Chavim is a much more narrow or small period of time, he says that the difference between Shkia and Seitzah Chavim, who la'erech 20 dakot, just about 20 minutes, in Eretz Yisrael, the time of Seitzah Chavim is very, very short. And therefore, he says, according to that opinion, then in Eretz Yisrael, once it's Shkia, Shuv Asol Haskelechel. So this is an additional, it's a stringency for those who live in Eretz Yisrael that one would have to abide by. That in the people, us who live outside of Eretz Yisrael, so we can continue, we can begin our meal, even though it's not preferable, even after Shkia. How, because we have such a long gap between Shkia and Seitzah Chavim. However, those on Eretz Yisrael, which is only about a 20-minute time frame, or it's brought down on the bottom by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, depending on the season. In the most hachayref, in the winter, is less than 20 minutes between Shkia and Seitz. In the summer, it's a little bit more than that. So in that situation, those in Eretz Yisrael, once it's Shkia, they can no longer wash, they can no longer eat anything if they did not begin their meal before that. And he says, on the bottom, in the Pesach Shu, that even though the time frame is 30 minutes before Seitzah Chochavim, so if you technically think that's 20 minutes before Seitzah Chochavim is already Shkia in Eretz Yisrael, because it's such a short amount of time, that does not mean that they have to wash 10 minutes before Shkia. He says, the minhag pashut litul yadayim ad ha-shkia. In Eretz Yisrael, they're allowed to wash for Shal Shudas up until Shkia. To be kodim mitzvah oiveris lo gazru chazal. The chazal are not going to tell us a gezerah which will cause them not to be able to do this mitzvah which will pass by. So again, so in Eretz Yisrael, everyone of course is supposed to wash before Shkia. In Eretz Yisrael, they have to. If they didn't, it's too late. However, for those outside of Eretz Yisrael, such as ourselves, we have a certain amount of time thereafter. How much time thereafter? So we said in the Mishnah Berurah, 30 minutes before Seitzah Chochavim, then it's okay. So what exactly does that mean? So this is the last paragraph we're going to see. Kol makom lefi hamisbarim medivrei Mishnah Berurah. He says the sudas gedolos. If you're in the middle of a meal, you're in the middle of a big lunch meal, which happens a lot during the winter, shiyoshim rabim yachad, people eating together, extended period of time, mishul achol adayin suda shlishis, you didn't eat your meal yet, suda shlishis, and now it's already shkia, nohagin l'hakel lito yadayim v'lechol af b'bein ha-shmashos, where lenient you can even wash and have bread during this twilight period known as b'bein ha-shmashos, after shkia, how far past shkia, ad reva shal achar shkia sachama, a quarter of an hour or 15 minutes after Shkia Sachama, we are lenient. Even though there are opinions such as the Chazon Ish that is strict that after Shkia, he says that if he didn't wash, he would not have Suda Shlishus at all. Now, obviously, based on this, again, we should try to be strict to eat at the proper time. What happens if the 15 minutes go by and a person says, you know what, I'm going to eat, doesn't matter, I don't care about these halachos. A very interesting thing the Piskei Tshuva says, which we'll conclude with. He says that if a person had Suda Shlishis at a time, Bizman Ha'asul Kliyama, a time which he was not allowed to eat. So let's imagine they didn't eat and you come to Shal Shudas at the very, very end and you just decide to wash and it's like 5 minutes before we're about to daven mar, and you know, hey, you could be number 10 to be part of the minyan, so we can say Elokeinu in our Berachas HaMazon. He says like this: if it's b'shogeg, that let's say you just didn't know these laws, eshel tzarf b'zimun, then you can contribute to the zimun. However, quoting the Shalos and Tshuvos Negros Moshe Feinstein says the imineshel chashl iser. If this is something you just aren't concerned of, and you'll just eat haphazardly, start eating well after the shkia, after this time which is prohibited to eat, ein lazamin ala b'shlosha, you are not going to be able to be included in the zimun to equal 3, the ein lazarf lazim basara, and if you are number 10, unfortunately, in that situation, you will not be able to count either, and therefore you will not be able to say, Elokeinu.